Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Elizabeth Sutton. She's the president of the Emblem Club and here to talk about some events going on in order to raise funds for the Imagination Library. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So what is the Imagination Library? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, the Sitka Imagination Library is a faction of the national organization. And I will say right now, I apologize. A board member of the Sitka Imagination Library was supposed to be here this morning to help me out with that part, and he was unable to attend. So I'm doing the best that I can with that side of the information. So it's the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and they send books to kids who register one quality book per month, each month, till they're 5 years old, and to promote literacy. And so this every town has a faction of the Imagination Library, and they help enroll kids in the book program. Mm-hmm. So Sitka has such a program and a wonderful board for the Sitka Imagination Library, these great folks that support that. And I believe we have 128 kids, although I for some reason I think there may be more than that, but who are registered to receive books from the Imagination Library.
Mm-hmm. And that's a once a month free book up until the age of five, right?
Correct.
And you also throw some reading and literacy events throughout the year. Can you tell me more about those?
Yes. I was actually unaware of those events prior to our association, the Association of the Emblem Club, with the Imagination Library. And they first came to us to help so that we could help them with finances and having an organization that is a nonprofit to manage their funds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have access to the Elks Lodge with the gracious generosity of the Elks Club members. And so we offered to host these events that they have. They are literacy events, and they're activities for children that have various activities. It's free, and they leave with a book, a free book.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself, and I've heard other adults who attended those for the first time say, wow, these are fantastic. Because the board of the Imagination Library, they're just very creative in really setting up these activities and keeping the kids engaged, busy, and entertained.
So since this is a free service for children in Sitka, you need to raise funds, right? So you're having a fundraiser in December. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, of course. The local faction needs to show community support, like many other organizations need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Raven Radio
of
also.
<course. laughs>
So we are going to have an event, our annual event, on December 2nd. It's called the Burgers and Baskets Imagination Library Fundraiser. I believe there are posters around town. And you come and you have some food, some fellowship with all of your friends, and there will be some wonderful baskets up for auction. And these are sold, and then the Imagination Library then can show that great support from the community, which is always the case. You know, our community is wonderful for that.
And this event is on Sunday, December 2nd. Food is at 5 p.m., and then the auction for the baskets at 6 p.m. And you're asking for people to also think of maybe businesses, individuals, organizations to think of a basket to put together, right, for this, to donate a basket.
Yes, yes, yes. There were some wonderful baskets last year. I put one together as an individual. It had a little polar bear book and a little polar bear. So they're themed. And they should contain, the one criteria is they should contain one new book for a child. And it's nice to have the items in the basket be themed the theme of the book, to follow the theme of the book. So I had all sorts of little polar bear things, and I saw, a coloring book and some activities and some other things anyway. And but some are absolutely, they were just all so great and fantastic, kitchen ones and actually mechanic ones and baskets. It's food ones. I remember caramels. And I can't remember all of the other baskets, but they were all really wonderful.
It looks like Chris is here. If you want to sit down really quickly and share with us your thoughts on... So you are a board member with the Sitka Imagination Library. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what that... organization does in the community. Give us a little bit of background.
No, sorry that I was late.
That's okay.
But I was hearing Elizabeth. I was rushing over here. She was doing a great job. So yeah, my name is Chris. I'm the chair for Imagination Library, and we're very pleased with our partnership with the Emblem Club. They've been taking very good care of us, and we're super excited to have our second book basket auction. And we are up to 202 kids now enrolled.
I thought so.
Yeah, we pushed again. Wow. And there's more. And our goal is to get 75% of the kids in the community of Sitka under the age of 5 enrolled in the program. We think that's about 450 to 475 kids. So that's what we're going to continue to work for. And at the book basket auction, we're soliciting any kind of donations. We've got businesses that are putting together great baskets for the auction. Individuals can donate as well, because the cost per kid is about $30 per year. And that keeps them in the program, gives them... 12 books that year. So last year we raised about $3,000 from our first inaugural basket auction. And so that, put 100 kids through for a year. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what this fundraiser is for, is to just pay the enrollment fee for the kids to stay in the program. So.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you'd like to add this morning before we sign off? I think we touched on the event on December 2nd. Anything else?
If your kid's not enrolled, your grandkid, your nephew, niece, neighbors are not enrolled, easiest thing to do is to go online to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. You can find us by the community. Mm-hmm. You can also email us at sitka.imagination@gmail.com. Whether you have a basket to donate, whether your kid wants to be signed up and you want an enrollment form, anything like that, you can find us on Facebook as well. So we hope you come out, bring the kids, we'll have face painting, we'll have balloons, we'll have some activities going on for the kids in case they get bored of the auction itself. Hopefully it'll be a good time.
All right.
I don't mind adding that the Emblem Club is also very happy with the relationship we have with the Imagination Library. We're working with a wonderful group of people that are just creative, and it's just absolutely fun and fulfilling to be working with those guys.
It really worked out. Yes. Yeah, they have a core mission of literacy promotion, and so it really worked for us, so we're thankful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Okay. I've been speaking with Elizabeth Sutton. She's the president of the Emblem Club, and Chris Washko, he's a board member at the Sitka Imagination Library, here to talk about an event coming up to raise funds for the Sitka Imagination Library. That's Sunday, December 2nd, Burgers and Baskets, 5 p.m. burgers and 6 p.m. a themed basket auction. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.